for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go. So there's a story about Rebzusia, and I want to tell it with two different morals to it. Rebzusia is one of the pioneers, early pioneers in the Hasidic Jewish movement. Now, the Hasidic Jewish movement began as a breakaway renegade cult, if you would. The Hasidic movement began as an alternative to Judaism, and they ascribed dancing and enjoying life as this was more important to God than just rote prayers. Now, of course, times have changed, and the Hasidic group seems to be the ones who are concerned with rote prayers and not enjoying life, but so be it. Let me tell you a story of Rebzusia. Rebzusia, it says, was dying, and his disciples said, "Zusia, do not worry, for you'll go and God will say to you in the world to come, God will laud you and be praising on you because you were almost as wise as Moses, if not wiser than Solomon." And Zusia turns and he says to him, "My friends, I am not worried that God will say, 'Why were you not as wise as Solomon? Why were you not as wise as Moses?' I'm worried that God will say, 'Why were you not Zusia?'" It's a great story, isn't it? Right? That God, however you want to understand that word, God isn't judging any of us comparing us to anyone else, that God is judging us only on how much we live up to our full potential. And what a wonderful story that is. But that is only one of the morals of this story. Here's the other moral, and the one that I hope you take in even stronger. The other moral to the story is no one has a problem with Rabbi Zusia saying this is what God says. And this is how I understand what God says. Even though the texts he says aren't from the Bible and that he's not quoting the Talmud, he's putting words into God's mouth, right? How about you and me? Why don't we feel like we can do the same? Why can't we look someone in the eye and say, "I'm sure that God wants this from me," or "I know in my heart that God wants that"? You and I have the exact same authority as anyone else in this regard. We have the same authority as Moses, as Solomon, as Rabbi Zusia, as any black hat chassid. You and I know what God wants because that's our birthright. With much love, Rabbi Brian.